أعوذ بالله. الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In order to become the beloved of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, for which we have gathered to make our islah, once a person's islah is made, he becomes automatically the beloved of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us so many paths by which we can become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And all of them are all very easy. To become the beloved, to choose any of these paths are all extremely easy. As one person said very beautifully, that as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, that Allah is more closer to us than our jugular vein, the vein which is our life vein, which is our life. So Allah is more closer to us than our own life also. But He says, how sad, a whole life passes of a person and he doesn't find Allah. Allah is so closer to you than yourself, than your own life also. But we don't find Allah Ta'ala. And the purpose of our creation is to find Allah Ta'ala. And Allah made himself available and so close. So there are so many ways. In this also, in this ayat kareema, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, and this is also the talk based on our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, advises of various times. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib writes that in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, the hadith appears that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala announced to Jibreel Alayhi Salatu wa Salam, I love so and so on the surface of the earth, You also love him. And there are various variations of this hadith. The subject matter more or less of it is, then Jibreel alayhi salam loves that person and announces amongst the malaika that Allah loves so and so, I also love him, you all also love him. Then his love spreads in the malaika, then on the earth also. And right through, all the righteous and pious people also start loving such a person. From here also, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, to be famous, mashhoor hona aur hai, aur maqbool hona aur hai. To be famous is something else, and to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala is something else. So, lot of people are famous in the world, it doesn't mean they are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And if you are accepted in the eyes of the wrongdoers, that means you're a wrongdoer. But when you are accepted in the eyes of the rightful people, that is something really to covet for, to desire, that Allah make us maqbool by the saliheen, by the righteous, by the pious. So Allah Ta'ala, then that love of that person is put among the righteous and the pious people also. So much so, it is extended even to the animals, the birds, the fish. Like for a student of deen, they all make dua for that person. And all various other amal, where the creation of Allah also come to the assistance of that person. So, and then Allah Ta'ala says, there is nothing by which a person becomes more the beloved of Allah Ta'ala than by fulfilling the faraiz. Those things which Allah Ta'ala has made farz. And the most important of them is namaz. And namaz also, we discussed it a bit at length, that we should try and make all our namazes, make them properly, on their time, with their requirements, what is called iqamati salah. Not just sallu salah, not just to perform salah, but iqamati salah. So, and all what Allah Ta'ala has made farz, then a person becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Then further it is explained that a person endeavors more by making nawafil, And of all the nawafil, the greatest are the nafil namazes, the optional namazes. Then a person becomes the eyes by which Allah Ta'ala sees, the tongue by which Allah Ta'ala speaks, and the ears by which Allah Ta'ala hears. Of course, this is ulama, Allah reward them, and what great ihsan and favor of theirs upon us. They've explained that this is not what bidat is, and people with wrong beliefs, that now you have become like Allah, or you have Allah has come into you, and now you are like a divine person now. All many wrong things. This means that now your eyes are used all in those things which Allah wants you to look at. And you are now totally protected from looking at haram. Your ears are used now only for that which Allah has permitted. And now your ears, Allah makes it, you don't listen to haram anymore. Whether it's music, whether it's backbiting, slandering, rumor mongering, whatever it can be, Allah protects you. Your hands, Allah protects. Your whole body, all the parts of your body are now protected. Your thoughts are protected. So to become a favorite, what we call Islah, is so easy that we just endeavor in this, and Allah Ta'ala then, Allah Ta'ala becomes your ears by which you hear. In other words, now only halal, no haram whatsoever. And even in halal, according to the standard of you being beloved by Allah, to that degree. Not even permissible things that will be also cut out. Now only those where what Allah really loves, to listen to Quran Sharif, to listen to all righteous things, to see righteous things, you won't look even by mistake at wrong things. Allah's protection will be on you. The other meaning, correct meaning, which ulama have explained, is that Allah will put barakat in all these things. In what you speak, there will be barakat. In what you hear, barakat for you. In what you look at, what you touch, where you go, there will be barakat in those places. Wherever you are, and consequently we find in the ummah till today, that who we regard as a righteous, pious person, we feel it an honor that he came to our house. We invite him to our factory, our business, for barakat in those places. So Allah Ta'ala puts us. So the easy way is that these optional devotions, nafal ibadats, Allah Ta'ala has given us, and particularly about namaz, all others also, whether it is fasting, whether it is charity and sadaqah, but we will focus today a little bit on the namaz, that the namazes that Allah Ta'ala has given us through His Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we bring them into our lives, and we can become the favorites of Allah by faraid, and Allah give us tawfiq. We had a little questionnaire, and quite a few brothers are performing their full namazes. That is, like Fajr 4, Zohar 12, Asr 8. Asr is, as we had explained, just again to reiterate, that we learned, all of us in our maktab, that Asr got 8 namazes. But when we started getting knowledge, or we stayed with people who are of pious people, then our Asr became 4. The 4 other sunnahs, which are the king of all the sunnahs, besides sunnat-e muakkada, it just disappeared. Our Isha, 17 rakat. In Ramadan, good people, all the others just disappear. And it just becomes 6 rakat. 4 faras of Isha, 2 sunnat-e muakkada. Witr is a separate namaz of its own. It's not part of Isha. So we cut down. So actually, knowledge was to encourage us more and to do it with conviction. Knowledge really, that which is nur, al-ilmu nurun, that is that knowledge that gives you conviction on amal, that gives you conviction on akhirah, and now you endeavor and you become more enthusiastic to do it more. Not to cut down, not to cut corners, and to make things less. One person was having his tablets on medication. He was breaking the corners. Asked him, "What you doing?" He said, "I'm breaking all the side effects." So we also now all the side effects of our laziness and all that. We break them out all because all this medication got all side effects. So he was breaking all the side effects. So anyway, our knowledge really was And sohbat and company, we go in jamaat. We stay with righteous people. We stay with ulama. It's not to learn that now we make less namaz. It is really that now, and that is what is called the true sohbat, that you increase your ibadah, not you decrease your ibadah. Of course, we see the occasions also, and how beautifully Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain. If we are on travels, for example, then too, our sunnat muakkada, usually we take it that now sunnat muakkada is also all maaf. That we are in sunnat ghair muakkada, no question. Nafil, no question. No, if you have the time, you are not busy, you are not occupied, you are not on your journey, you haven't just stopped to make namaz. You are resting, you are there now, you have reached your place, or on the way, you are waiting at the airport. You made your zuhr namaz. Two rakat, 100% correct, it is permitted. You are musafir, shar'i musafir. But now your next flight is after 3 hours. Now what you're going to take? Take the magazines from there. And you're going to look at the magazines now. Or you'll take out your cell phone and you'll go on all those things now. So at that time, make your nafar, make your other namazes. Why don't you make it at that time? Though there is ulama who say that when Allah made faraz also half, then why must we still read our nafal? But when Allah has given you the opportunity and you are not doing anything, nothing constructive. If you are engaged in ilm, you are studying a kitab or something, it's different. But you're just sitting and you are not only falling in la yani, now useless things, vain things, now you are falling into guna also. And you are now just looking around, browsing around now at the airport there in the lounge, going to check up in the shops, etc., wasting your time, and you make your namaz at that time. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So of the nawafil which Allah tabarak ta'ala has given us, the one is ishraq namaz. After fajr, after about 13 minutes or so, roughly, when the sun has risen, and about a spear's length, and the rays are quite bright, at that time now, then a person makes his ishraq namaz. Ishraq namaz, the rewards have come on one occasion. A group of the Sahaba who went on a jihad expedition, and when they returned, the Sahaba said, "We never saw a group like this, for in such a short time, and so much they have achieved." Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, this is what is called a real sheikh. We have to learn from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He immediately noticed my Sahaba's inclination is going towards dunya, that they return short time and they earn so much the booty of war. Immediately he turned the direction to deen again. And he told them, "Should I not tell you of something which is more better than all what these people have acquired? In that short time, how much? Everyone wants what is better." They say, "Please do tell us." Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person will make his ishraq namaz. That all the sun when it rises, and all the gold and silver, the wealth and the riches of the world it shines on, more valuable than that is the ishraq namaz. Now if we have that yaqeen, it will be like difficult for us to give up our ishraq. Even when there is permission, who won't want to acquire this? And the value of all these things is not just gold and silver. That is mata'u dunya. That has got no value. But when spent in the path of Allah, now that becomes valuable. When used for a good cause, when used for earning our akhirat, now really it has got value. Otherwise, gold and silver, it hasn't got anything real. It's only zuyyana linnas, hubbu shahawat minan nisa wal banin wal qanatir min al-dhahbi wal fidda. All this is just, it hasn't. So more than that is the value of ishraq namaz. So how valuable isn't that namaz? In one riwayat it comes that your person who makes his ishraq namaz, he gets the sawab of hajj and umrah, tam, complete. And one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 3 times, tam, 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 complete hajj and umrah. No vaccination worry, no insurance worry, no nothing else, nothing whatsoever. And of course, for us hajj we have to go. But this you will get the value of a nafal hajj. And it's a hajj and umrah. And perfect. If we go for hajj and umrah, nafal, we all know we falter. We don't do it as we feel guilty ourselves. We get lazy at a time and we didn't do what was the best to do at that time. But yeah, just sitting at home in the comfort of your local masjid, you made fajr, and what enjoyment after fajr to make the zikr of Allah for a little while. And everyone has or should have some wazifas to read. Yasin Sharif we read already about 5, 6, 7 minutes ago in that. Then some little adbat, we make our zikr little bit. It's already ishraq time. In fact, our time will be short and it's already ishraq time. We make our ishraq and we get all these rewards. And a person who performs this ishraq, Allah sees to his daily needs, all his needs. And really it works this way. We got it the other way, that today I've got this work to do, that work to do, so I won't make my ishraq. No, make your ishraq and see all that work gets done. One good friend of ours, an engineer, he says that, alhamdulillah, Allah gave him the tawfiq. He's very regular with his ishraq also. And he says, I saw over and over my whole day schedule. I have a meeting with this place. I have to be on that site. I have to do this. I have to do that. Everything. He says, when I make my ishraq, everything just falls in place. My namaz time falls in place. My lunch time falls in place. And the day, for whatever reason I didn't do, my car doesn't want to start. Or I'm caught in a traffic jam. Or a meeting which I was supposed to have scheduled, but now there's some delay in there, which puts the rest of my day's course also out, or it throws it out. Everything goes out. Now for Zohar, I don't get a masjid to make my Zohar. Now I have to make it perhaps, for example, at a filling station. But just my ishraq, I get my zohar wa jamaat in a masjid, he says. So Allah makes it so. But we look at it the wrong way. We should look at it this way. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our ishraq regularly. And if we want to, it is permissible, we can make it later. For example, in Ramadan, our fajr usually, we've seen our akabir, they make it early. So ishraq is a bit longer away. If you want to take a rest or any other work also, later you can make it, but the reward will be less than that. If you make it at that time and preferably sitting in one place, that was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when it's ishraq time, he should make his ishraq. So Allah give us tawfiq of making this namaz also. And very fortunate will we be if we can start from now. And after Fajr, we have got a program. There isn't much time after that. Little bit we can do some reading, and then it's already Ishraq time. Otherwise, if we want to sleep, but when we get up then make your niyat of Ishraq. Then the other namaz is after that, Chasht namaz. Ulama, I've written, our Shaykh has explained, some ulama of the opinion, Ishraq and Chasht is the same namaz. And Ishraq namaz starts about roughly 13 minutes or so after sunrise till Zawal time. And the time of Chasht, the more better time, is close to Zawal, before Zawal time. About an hour, 2 hours before Zawal. But its time also starts after Ishraq. So whether you regard it as two separate namazes, you regard it as one namaz. We can make for both namaz the niyat when we make our Ishraq. Or make 2 rakats of Ishraq and make 2 rakats of Chasht. The time of Chasht, Zuha, has set in already. And the end, if you make it in the Awwal, in the Afzal time, later, even more better. But it isn't everyone's courage that he has again about 10, 11 o'clock again to go and make wudu, or if he's got wudu to make. But if we can, that is the Afzal. But otherwise, from here, Ishraq namaz is between 2 and 4 rakats. So we should try and do that. And then after that comes the Chasht namaz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that for every joint in the body, and in the hadith it comes, there are 360 joints, that we should give sadaqah, charity, for every joint. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also felt it heavy. 300 sadaqah every day we should give. They found it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that to smile with your Muslim brother is also sadaqah. But today we have to spell that out more. That a Muslim brother smiles with a Muslim brother. Not Muslim sister smiles with a Muslim brother and she says sadaqah. Now, a Muslim brother smiles with a Muslim brother. Muslim sister smiles with a Muslim sister. There we pull up our faces. And the way we look when we pull up our faces, we think we are very nice. But the way we look when our faces are pulled up, some words are very bad that are used. That when you pull up your face, how you look. And you smile, it's such a pleasure. You feel nice. The other person feels nice. But very seldom we smile with one another. And at the wrong place, there the smile comes, and what a smile also comes, which is haram. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, that is also sadaqah, to do it in the correct way. To remove something from the road, just as we heard now in the kitab reading, Allah forgave that person. One time we met some people whose little practices are a bit different, but mashallah, pious people. Whenever they said the storm lightning storm, and then that person, he takes his truck, he takes his two laborers, and he goes on the roads. All the leaves, branches which have fallen, obstruction on the road, he removes it all. Consequently, he got such a beautiful mort on that. So, and there are many people who take this, and then again, as we read in the kitab now, we are driving on the road, we were drinking a cold drink, glass bottle, or even a plastic bottle, and we just flip it out of the window. And we don't know how much it might cause lives of people. Somebody gets a tire burst because of that glass, and an accident, and how many people are killed, how much of wrong. Just that little negligence, we just threw out the bottle. Hey, so many things we don't realize the implication, and what a life. Really, we will understand Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walladhina ma'ahu. What great people these were. They taught us what life, how to live our life, not only our dini life, but even every other aspect. For us, for animals also, for the environment also. What a deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So anyway, removing things from the road. With somebody giving him directions is also sadaqah. But give right directions. We don't tell the person, you go front and you turn right, and when you turn another place, you turn left, and then you turn straight. Now the poor person is baffled. Which way must I turn now? So we give right directions, and then that is also sadaqah. To somebody is putting goods on the car, and even if it's not difficult for him, we go and give a helping hand. And we help him to load that little bit. All this is sadaqah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and two rakats of charged namaz is also sadaqah for all the 360 joints. Really, those people will appreciate who have got yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Surah Fatiha we read. Those who have that yaqeen, we will appreciate what Surah Fatiha. But for most of us, it was just kitab reading, one program. And that's all. It doesn't really have any other effect on us. But if we have that yaqeen, and we got today the greatest prescription from the greatest physician, from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much won't we treasure it? We will know now I can do away with all this other big appointments and meetings and saunas and scans. Yeah, I got Surah Fatiha if we have got that. So this, ask those people who have to do knee replacement. Ask them the cost of it. Ask the people for hip replacement and all the others. Ask the people who have got arthritis, who have got gout, whose spine is troubling. People who are on painkillers all the time. And the painkiller is a killer. It kills you. It doesn't kill the pain, it kills you. Eventually, what and what bimaris in all that. And yeah, there's the two rakats of charged namaz, salatul duha, is a sadaqah for all the joints of the body. And it isn't only the knees and the ankles and the elbows or the hips or the spine that pain. How many? 360 joints. So a person makes his two rakat. Yeah, also, charged namaz is between 2 and 12 rakats. Also, yeah, Allah give us all tawfiq, at least once in a lifetime, let us make 12 rakats of charged namaz. When we are out in Jamaat, we got time. We go for Hajj Umrah, we got time. Now we are in Atikaf. Just a matter of another adding another 15-20 minutes, cut our sleep one day a bit short. And one day, at least once in a lifetime, normally we will make bayan of it, we will talk about it, but not once we get the tawfiq of making the maximum. We just suffice on the minimum all the time. And dunya things, profit in our business, nobody suffices on the minimum. We want the maximum and we want more than that, even if it is haram more. Even that we will try and somehow just bluff ourselves and something, but we'll allow that haram also to come in. More we want to do. Yeah, with regard to this, we Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the chash namaz, and if we want to, normally we make it two rakats of ishraq, two rakats of chash. Or in the same we make the niyat of both also. But better we make the two separate, make four rakats of ishraq and charged on its time again. And especially on such occasions we are now here for itikaf, we have freed our time, and when we go in jamaat we have got a lot of free time. Otherwise in jamaat also we start wasting our time. Unnecessary. If we are really engaged in making gush, making mulaqat, of course then that is different. But many times, many of us to go jamaat also, is we say niyat 4 months, and in our heart 4 months sleep I'm going to cover up. My 4 months sleep which I haven't, my 1 year sleep, I'm back on my sleep, I'm going to cover it up in jamaat. And some people complain also, the jamaat that came to us, whenever you see they're just sleeping all the time. All the time. Name is jamaat, but we are sleeping. So yeah, itikaf also, it's not a time to come and cover up of our sleep, or we got a bit away from the wife, the nagging wife all the time, and all other things. Now yeah, I got some freedom, and yeah, I can now take it easy. No, this is work here. We retire from other places, we come here, we get hired in the work of Allah. So Allah make it valuable for us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of a charged namaz also. Then comes awwabin namaz. Awwabin is another name of tawwabin. That is those who make a lot of tawbah. And it has come in the hadith that those people who will find a lot of tawbah in the namai amal on the day of qiyamah, they will be very, very fortunate that those who made a lot of tawbah. And they're very fortunate it has come in the hadith that person to whom Allah opens his gunas, that person starts making tawbah. We are such that we all are finding fault with one another all the time. But the day our fault opens on us, I can see that somebody has got something in his nose, something in his beard, and I find fault with that person. But if I see something is in my nose, now my first worry, no matter what it is, I must get a mirror, and I must check up, and I must clean myself. Something in my beard, so the minute you see, a poet says, it was my hobby to look at the faults of other people. But when my eyes fell on my own faults, I had no time to look at the faults of other people. So very fortunate are those people who get this. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ Allah loves those people who do their purity, their istinja properly. That is also more detail is required. Istinja also, especially with the high pan. Now it's just a matter of just with the hose. We just spray some water. Whereas istinja is to wash ourselves. And with some of those high fans where the water level is quite high, it causes more dirt than what it causes benefit. More dirt than cleanliness. So we should try, if we haven't got a reason for it, never use the high fan. If we are, now we got some back problem or anything and we can't help it, that's a different thing. But today it has just become the norm. Little children, when they are potty trained by the mother or by the helper, we already start with the high toilet from the start. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, we try and cleanse ourselves. So tawbah we try and make as much as possible. And this is a namaz which is called of tawbah. A person who will make this, he will be written amongst those who make a lot of tawbah. And Allah reward our sheikh. What a sheikh, Sheikh Zaman, the sheikh of our time, and who had his finger on our pulse. The greatest effort Hazrat was on the eyes, because this was the pandemic of the time. Hazrat used to say that the people are drowned in this pandemic of the eyes. Good people who are not conscious that it's a guna. We don't take it as a guna. We are mixing, speaking to women, and we don't think of it as a guna. And it is such a detrimental, such a harmful, contagious guna. It leads to so many other things. Anyway, so with regard to this also, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the awwabin namaz, which is the namaz of tawbah. So we should make we make this namaz, we will be written amongst the tawabin, amongst those people who made a lot of tawbah. And very fortunate will be those people. On one occasion, I phoned Hazrat and I told Hazrat, I don't know what's wrong with me, that all my du'as, after Faraz namaz, any du'as, only tawbah istighfar I'm making. And I was expecting a good reprimand for that. That was make dua for all other things. But Hazrat Allahu Akbar, Hazrat said, if you are just making tawbah istighfar, if that is all the time, it has become like your nature, you're on the super highways of wilayat to Allah Ta'ala. A person who gets tawfiq of tawbah istighfar, so tawadu, humility, feeling himself the worst, all these things, where we feel we are going down, and when we think we are going down, that is when we are going up by Allah. And when we think we are going up by Allah, I'm now a buzurg. People everywhere, you just see them, you want to make salam to me, they're asking me for duas, all that, I'm a buzurg. That is when you are really going down, and really down you are going. So tawbah istighfar, so this is the namaz of tawbah and istighfar. And Hazrat explained that the whole ummah makes 3 rakats of faraz namaz. Allah give us all tawfiq. And then 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada also everyone makes. The whole ummah makes 2 nafils also after that. Allah give us all tawfiq. And it comes in the hadith, man salla sitta rak'atim ba'd al-maktuba. The person who reads 6 rakats after the faraz namaz. So Hazrat used to say our two sunnat-e-mu'akkada we are making. And 6 rakats. So any 6 rakats. So your 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada we are making. 2 nafal the ummah generally makes. Just add another 2 and it will be your 6 rakats. And you will get the reward of awwabin namaz. And just by adding the 2 more. And our 2 rakats is not even 2 minutes really. And it is different of those people who their 2 rakats are 20 minutes, are 2 hours. Hey, how many sufaras they read, their sajda, their ruku is so long. But our 2 rakats is 2 minutes, for 2 minutes. And then it comes also in the hadith, a person who makes this awwabin namaz, Allah gives him the reward of 12 years of ibadat. Hey? 12 years of ibadah. Just, and for us, it is a matter of just adding 2 more rakats, and you'll get the reward of 12 years. Which, to make it easy for us to understand, that a person is working for somebody, and whatever his salary is, and then the boss tells him that today a special customer has come. If you just give 5 minutes extra, or with delivery of goods have taken place, we have to just offload the goods, or for any other reason, just 2 more minutes if you give, I will give you the wages of 12 years. So if his salary was 20,000 a month, for 1 year it is 240,000. Multiply by that by 12, and the boss says, you just give me 5 minutes, and I'll give you that salary, 12 times 240. And whatever that works out to. Just for who will refuse it? Yeah, Allah is giving the ibad, the reward, and that the boss, he won't say every day. And that person also will run faster from there. He must be gone, he's got a mental problem. He's bipolar. At this moment he's just talking things. Who will ever, which boss can do that? That for 5 minutes, 12 years of salary. No boss will do that, no matter who that boss is. But Allah is giving, and not one night, every night. So really Allah give us that yaqeen. And to get it is so easy. And all this ibadat, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. Will make it enjoyable. Just get into it. One friend told us when he started, and that also Allah made COVID the excuse for him. He got better from COVID. He started giving more time. He started making all his namazes properly. He said, the amount of peace I find, that my own life has got quality now. Hey, we think that in this worldly things there is enjoyment and that. No, quality life, enjoyable life is in deen, when deen will come. So, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person will make his awwabin namaz, even if his gunas are equal to all the foam of all the oceans of the world. How much of foam? We all have seen the sea. Or we saw pictures of the sea and the amount of foam and all the seven seas of the world. How much of foam? Who will have so much gunas? But just by making the two rakats more for in our, most of us, for our case, and we can have all that gunas forgiven. So what a great, great boon it is. And awwabin namaz is from 6 rakats to 20. Yeah, also at least once in our life, let us try and make 20 rakats. We might feel it cumbersome or difficult, but once in a life, let us try at least once that we make our 20 rakats of awwabin namaz. So the rewards of awwabin are also very, very great. Then comes Isha, tahajjud namaz. Tahajjud, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, is the most easiest namaz. But shaitan has beguiled us, has misled us, and we think it is the most difficult namaz. To get up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, a young person, a person who just got married first night, and he must get up for tahajjud, he's going to make tahajjud. Oh, you are on safar to make tahajjud. It seems so difficult. But tahajjud, Hazrat explained, and correctly from Quran and Hadith, from the words of the muhaddithin and the fuqaha, that tahajjud namaz is one of the easiest namaz. In which way? That Isha namaz, we should make it our full 17. But the basic of Isha is 6 rakats. 4 faraz of Isha, 2 sunnate muakkada. Then your Isha is finished. Make all this, we should make all that. But 4 faraz of Isha, 2 sunnat of Isha, 2 sunnat of Isha, sunnate muakkada. After that your Isha, man salla, it comes in the Hadith, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayh, using the words of the Hadith, has written the masala that any person who makes nafal namaz after Isha, fahuwa min al-layl, that is of tahajjud namaz. So the minute we finish our 4 faraz of Isha, 2 sunnat muakkada, you make nafil namaz, and even without niyat, actually make the niyat of tahajjud namaz. Then there is a great discussion between the fuqaha and the muhaddithin, all amongst them, that salatul layl and salatul tahajjud. But the sum total of all that discussion, which we don't have to burden ourselves with, we are just ordinary people, is that by making that you get the sawab of salatul layl and you get the sawab of tahajjud also. Whether it's regarded as salatul layl, but you get tahajjud. What is salatul layl? What is tahajjud? All that discussion on its place. But just by, for us, we want to fall into all that. Many of us, so much tahqeeq we make, and the actual amal, we don't do anything. We are like the scientists. They are all in research all the time. And they don't even accept Islam. They don't believe in Allah. They're making all the research of the existence of Allah. It's there. They found it. But they don't accept Allah. And a mu'min, a real mu'min, no research. And know all that big things, but he believes it. And that really is that mu'min who believes convincingly that nobody can change his beliefs. He's the sawab. One old lady, 90 years old, making namaz after namaz. Mentally she's gone a bit now, forgetting. She finished the namaz, she wants to make again. They told her, ma, namaz pari lidi, you have made your namaz. That even we'll tell Maulana that you have made your namaz. She said, oh, Maulana ne mara. I want to make my namaz. Maulana also say, are you finished namaz? No, I'll make my namaz. So that conviction that we have, that which is what we are lacking. We look at it as spurious things, unnecessary things, but we are lacking in that conviction. In the correct way, in the proper way. So the minute we have finished our 4 faraz of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-muakkada, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi writes, qabla an-nawm, even before sleeping you make two rakat, it will be salatul, it will be tahajjud namaz. Qabla nisf al-layl, before half of the night. Some of us got the idea, half the night must pass, then tahajjud time starts. Some of us got the idea, you must sleep. That is afzal. And Hazrat in his beautiful way used to explain that the tahajjud after Isha, after four faras, two sunnat e muakkada, is like sandwiches with tea or dal roti. And tahajjud at the time where half past 3, 4 o'clock till the time, that is like biryani. So in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry. Have your sandwiches, have your dal roti. In case your eyes don't open, at least you got food in your stomach, you got strength. And if your eyes open, the smell of biryani, you're going to sit for the biryani. You will make your tahajjud when your eyes open that time. But you make it finish now, and you make it that time. Or, for example, in summer, when nights are short, then make your dal roti tahajjud. Dal roti and tahajjud, there is no comparison, this is just for us to understand. And in winter, when nights are long, make your biryani tahajjud. Now get up at that time and make your tahajjud. So tahajjud namaz is also a great, great namaz which Allah has given us. Inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow. These are very important, very easy, and all of us can do it. Start doing it, and the main thing, you become the favorite of Allah. And Allah takes over your affairs. Allah will look after your eyes, your tongue, your ears. You'll be relieved if somebody takes over your job. You'll be just too happy to give it over to him. Allah is prepared to do it. We just do that little bit to hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Inshallah, if Allah gives us life, tomorrow we will carry on. There is also a very important subject, and Allah put the importance in my heart, in our heart, and we start applying it. Then we will see the great benefits of it. Subhanallah.